From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Darling, It's Death, a Shel Scott mystery by Richard S. Prather. Now let's begin with Darling, It's Death. Chapter 1. I was looking at the lovely blonde in the 1 1/2-piece swimsuit, thinking that if she got any curvier, she'd be banned. And then, just as if she knew exactly what I was thinking, she got up and started walking toward me, possibly to slap me. I'd been soaking up hot afternoon sun alongside the amoeba-shaped pool at the Hotel de las Americas in Acapulco, wearing a pair of violent trunks decorated with big red passion flowers, which were fine for starting conversations that might lead to almost anything, and sipping a cocoa fizz from half a huge coconut while I wished I'd ordered a plain bourbon and water, and feeling somewhat silly, what with passion flowers and cocoa fizzes. It was one of Acapulco's beautiful days. Sun splashed from the bright yellow hibiscus and red bougainvillea around the pool and filtered down through the limbs of the royal poinciana trees. It was hot, with only a little breeze, and I could feel rivulets of sweat trickling down my bare chest. A few people were in the pool, more around the sides and in the shaded open-air bar a few feet beyond the pool's shallow end. There was a lot of garish, exotic color and a constant buzz of conversation laced with sudden laughter. It was peaceful and beautiful. But over it all, the shabby, dark vultures, which are as much a trademark of Acapulco as the plush hotels along Las Playas, dipped and soared with an ugly grace. My Los Angeles office with Sheldon Scott Investigations lettered on the window seemed as far away from Mexico as Mars. But the blonde might have stepped right off Wilshire Boulevard or out of...